Hi, folks. Today I am just so pleased to bring to you a wonderful woman whom I met at my daughter's school. She is principal of the Horizon Academy, and my daughter attended there from second grade until sixth grade when the school only goes to sixth grade. And every Wednesday she would have chapel, and I went a few times just to see what it was all about. And I got so hooked, I went to almost every chapel the whole time my daughter was there. It just absolutely inspired me and lifted me up, and I loved it. I never wanted to miss chapel. So, Carrie DeMaul, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Sheila.
Well, I just wanted to hear a little bit about how you got involved in education in general and in Christian education specifically.
All right. Well, it started a long time ago, about 26 years ago. It was the first time I entered a Christian school and began my career as a teacher. Going back a little farther, then when I was about 5 years old, I knew the only thing I ever wanted to do was become a teacher. Mm. And, you know, kind of pursued that along the way. And then when our youngest child was getting ready to go to kindergarten, you know, there was a lot of concerns that my husband and I had about placing him in a public school, and our church at that time back on the East Coast was just launching a Christian school for the first time, and we just wanted our children to be able to attend there, but of course, like many other families, we had no money, and so we didn't have the means to be able to afford the tuition, and God gave me the desires of my heart, knew what I want to do, knew I want to be a teacher, and within a few months of our child attending there, I was offered a position on staff and stepped in as a teacher at the junior senior high level and have been doing that ever since.
Oh, praise God. Isn't it amazing how he works?
Yes, absolutely.
So you were a teacher then at the junior high and high school level?
That is correct. That was back in 1984. I started at that level. I was teaching things like computer and typing and Algebra 1, Algebra 2, and just enjoyed it. And within a short period of time, they began to discover, the people I worked for, that I had some administrative gifts and started putting me on some additional tasks in addition to my teaching. And eventually, I became a vice principal over on the East Coast, and I did that in conjunction with teaching. I taught for 7 years and administrated four of those seven, and then we moved out to the West Coast to be part of Horizon and started all over again. I started out as a teacher and worked my way up, and God showed me it was time to step back in administration. And so I did that, and I've been administrating here at Horizon for the past 16 years, or actually I've been at the school for 18, but I've been administrating 16 of those 18.
Well, now what do you think the big difference is, apart from, you know, learning scripture, between Christian schools and secular schools?
Well, I guess a lot of that ties right into the philosophy of Horizon Christian Academy, in that we really feel that the parents are the primary educators of their children, not the school. Our job is to come alongside of the parents and help them to be the best educators that they can be for their children. And I think that's really a different philosophy from give me your child or give me your money and we'll take care of the rest of it. You know, we want to come alongside the parents and help them to be the best educators. And so we get to be the extension of that Christian home and reinforce the values and the Christian standards that the parents are trying to raise up.
That was my experience there, was that we were a team. Rather than I wasn't having to kind of battle against the school to get them to hear what I was saying about certain things. And that was certainly a blessing for me.
Awesome.
What I noticed one of the things that really made an impact on me and I just really loved was the kids would pray, and they would pray for each other in classroom. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was a wonderful thing to do, and 'cause it really teaches kids that, yes, prayer has power, and you use it every day in all situations. And I remember thinking, this is just a marvelous thing. You must have seen over the years big transformations in children as a result of being in that kind of environment.
You know, we actually have seen many of those, Sheila. I think of one particular student in particular who came to us in second grade, and as much as his parents wanted him to grow up in a Christian school, he already had his exposure to the world, and he came in here quite rebellious, even at 7 years old, and he made it very clear to me that he was going to do whatever he had to do to get out of this school and out of everything related to God. And we literally watched this young man go through a road to Damascus experience, just like Saul did becoming Paul. And we saw this young man's heart completely transformed, even to much of the marvel of his own parents, where he was the one wanting to go to church every Sunday, and he wanted to sit at the front row of the church and to glean more and more and more from his pastor. And now he's a young man in his 20s, and he's got a call on his life to become a pastor. And so here was this little rebellious young man, and he just, you know, God just got a hold of him here, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to spend the rest of his life serving the Lord.
Praise God. Don't you just love those stories?
Oh, you know, it's so wonderful, because whether it be for through a child being transformed, or even sometimes parents, you know, we may have one parent that wants their children in a Christian school and the other parent that doesn't, and seeing their hearts turned around, because I think they see a genuineness here that may not be just everywhere that you could possibly go. Even though a school can be called a Christian, they don't necessarily have to be doing everything in, according to the Word of God. And just to see them transformed, to see them open in their own lives, their marriages being healed through scriptures that kids are coming home and sharing. We take a big role here as administrators, not just to meet the needs of the kids, but to be there for the parents and to help encourage them in the trials that they're going through, whether it be trials in their marriage or trials in their walk with God or with their children or whatever. Because we are here, as you said, to pray for one another and to lift one another's burdens. And the faculty and staff here are very much encouraged to be actively involved in the people's lives. And if that means taking 5 minutes to stop what we're doing and pray with a parent, we see the miracles happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you have any other stories that stand out in your mind?
Well, probably one of the best ones was just this past year. I was working with a young girl who was struggling deeply, and at first we didn't know what was going on. You could see something emotional was happening, and she was breaking down and having a hard time going to class. And so we had to do everything we could to help support the parents who needed to be at work, but the child was having a hard time being here, and we worked with this child every day. And then eventually what we realized was that the struggle was coming from home, from seeing mom and dad so unhappy and broken, and the parents were separated, and the parents were contemplating divorce. And, you know, it was having a tremendous effect on this young child. And so I had the opportunity as administrator to sit down with the parents individually and just share from my own experience and from what the Word of God says about how important it is for them to be those role models for their children, and that if we can't show them that God can work through our marital differences, how can we expect God to work in their children's lives? And just encouraged his family, met with them on a regular basis, even was able to recommend to them to see a Christian movie about marriage. And a few months into it, the parents came to me and said, just to let you know, we're back together again, and God is healing our marriage. And we saw an immediate transformation in that young girl, and, you know, her faith was restored, and she just got to see everyone here involved in her life. It wasn't just the academics, because we need to go beyond that. We need to care about the whole child, and that means their spiritual as well as their social health as well.
You know, the world today is so complicated and so hard for kids, and it's just wonderful that the children that attend your school have that kind of support, because it's a lot harder growing up now than it was when I was growing up, for sure. And it's just wonderful to know that this is available.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any scripture passage that's kind of guided you throughout your work life and your career life in this area?
Well, I think there's two that really stand out in my mind. The first one is Romans 8:28. It happens to be my life verse as well, but I was recently saved shortly before going into ministry at a Christian school, and it's the scripture that says, and we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I've watched that time and time again, because working with so many wonderful families here at our school, wonderful teachers, I've seen just any kind of trial, tribulation, situations that we face, and how are we going to make payroll, how are we going to be able to do this or that. I've seen where God has worked together, because there are so many people here who are called according to his purpose, and he loves us so much. And then the other scripture, I think, just as an administrator, that God has encouraged me with, is because a lot of responsibility, of course, falls to me in making decisions, whether it be what class a child is going to be in or what programs to offer here at our school. And many people, of course, have their own opinions on what they think would be the best. And I've gotten a lot of comfort out of Proverbs 16:33 that says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision is from the Lord." And the Lord has just reminded me constantly, if I will seek him, if I will pray to him, if I will ask his direction, whether it's putting a child in a specific class with a specific teacher or with their best friends, if I pray and seek him, no matter what, the decision is going to be from God. And that's such a comfort for me as an administrator.
Yeah, because, you know, God is so wise, and we're so not wise. I had something I was going to say, and it's just left my brain. I hate when that happens. Anyway, I can always tell when someone is in the spot the Lord really wants them in, because whatever they do just blossoms, and there is such yield from it. And I see that in you, Carrie, and how what you're doing there. It's a wonderfully run school, and it blesses anyone that has contact with it. And the children prosper, the families prosper, and the staff prospers. I see you have staff members that have been there for just a very long time, and usually that happens only when the people feel like they're under leadership that is really quality. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I just really feel what you have created there and what the Lord has created there is a wonderful, wonderful place. If some of our listening audience is interested in finding out more about Horizon Christian Academy, how would they contact you?
Well, there's several ways. They can go online and look us up. We're now known as Horizon Christian Academy. We are a ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship. We're located in the Claremont section of San Diego. They can reach us on our website at horizonsd.org. They can contact our school. We're at 858-490-5000. And we're blessed to be able to offer a complete program for grades pre-school through 12th grade, all within 2 miles of one another. Again, I think God's blessed us with a very well-rounded, Christ-centered program that really addresses the spiritual, academic, and the social needs of all the students that we serve here. We also have a gifted as well as a remedial program for students that qualify at our school. And one of the things that I'm also very blessed by is that our tuition is one of the lowest available in the San Diego area. Christian education is obviously a huge sacrifice, but we do try our best to keep our costs as low as possible so it's as affordable to as many families as we possibly can. So if anybody's interested, we'd love them to come and check us out. They're welcome to come do an observation, tour our facility, and even check with parents and see what we have to offer here.
Yeah. Now, how big is the school?
Currently, the elementary school is about 300 students. We also have about 200 at our preschool and another close to 500 at our junior senior high.
So you have about 1,000 students altogether.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice size school. Well, Carrie, I just thank you so much for what you do. You certainly have been a blessing in our lives, and I know for many, many families you've been a blessing in their lives in ministering to them and bringing God's word to them and to their children.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, it's all about the Lord, and that's what we're here. We're here to do his work.
Yep. Well, God bless you, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Sheila.